Hello and welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen. Today I'm speaking with John Mertick, who wears a number of different hats in his various roles. He's spoken at ApacheCon, lots of times anyway. Thanks for taking time to speak with me.
Likewise, Rich, it's great talking to you. We tend to cross paths quite a bit in our careers, so it's great always talking with you.
So what hat are you wearing at this ApacheCon?
So I'm wearing the hat on director of ODPI for the Linux Foundation.
Tell us a bit about your talk at the upcoming event in Seville in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up on us quick here. So I'm fortunate enough to be asked to do a keynote, and the title is Lessons from the Trenches, How Apache Hadoop is Being Used and the Challenges Its Users Face. And, you know, really within here, you know, I've spent a lot of time, you know, over the past year of leading ODPI, talking with, you know, not only the big distribution vendors, but really a lot of time with app developers, a lot of time talking with end customers and solutions providers, and all of them have said, hey, this is amazing technology, but boy, we're just running into a lot of challenges using it. And one of the beliefs we have with ODPI is that we can help the adoption of this technology happen faster and with more success by just helping connect these use cases back in to actually how the project is developed, and helping, you know, establish some of that confidence. So really a lot of my talk is centered on this. We'll be walking through a few customer cases of how it's being used, what are some of the challenges they're facing, and, you know, just helping showcase that to a little bit of the audience.
Can you give us a bit of a preview? What kind of challenges are people facing?
You know, a lot of it ends up coming down to things just not working as they should. So, you know, projects, when you're bringing, you know, one or more of these projects together, they're not working as cleanly. You know, challenges of vendors that might have said, hey, look, I'm going to use a couple different vendors to bring my big data solutions together, and it just doesn't completely click, doesn't work. You know, if you look at larger enterprises, they're very much in the camp of, I want something that's stable. I want something I can have dependency in my business around. I want something I don't have to spend a lot of time changing. And I also don't want something I need to, you know, frankly, hire a core Hadoop developer to help me with. You know, my IT staff should be able to really knock this out. And that ends up being a lot of the challenges that people are facing. You know, things just don't plug in as neatly as it is. There's just kind of a lot of gotchas in there. You know, things aren't as stable as they are. You know, things even pushed out by some of the largest vendors are on interfaces that aren't stable. Or the other one is, as these projects, you know, continue to mature, backwards compatibility is a problem. And we have a lot of, you know, not only just app vendors, but end customers that, you know, the upgrade cycle to move to newer components, there's a lot of great things that they bring, but then they're having to re-architect many of the interfaces in order to support it. And that ends up getting them into an area where they're having to spend a lot of time and money doing that, and they're not able to take advantage of the great power this technology is getting. So, you know, there's a lot of those sorts of themes in there, and then that's also preventing new entrants from coming in here. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I think the latest Hadoop penetration rates are somewhere in the 30-40% range, and there's a lot in the skunkworks area, so people that are just playing with the technology. A lot of these projects stick in the skunkworks area, and especially some that maybe not in the largest enterprises, but even down into the mid-market area, where I think there's some really interesting cases of this technology being able to make a tremendous difference. And frankly, it gets stuck there because it just looks too complicated. It looks like it's too unwieldy. It doesn't, you know, there's just a lot of those fears in there. So those are a lot of the things that we're starting to see.
Now, the last time we spoke, you were pretty new to this role. Mm-hmm. Tell us how the last year has been, both for you in the role and ODPI as a whole.
You know, I come from the CRM world, and so understanding the challenges that businesses are facing and understanding, you know, the app vendor perspective. I think it's been a fresh one as we've looked at it. This industry has been very much dominated by the technology side, which the technology is amazing. But the connections back to where the app vendors are, bringing in a new perspective of how this data is actually being used, I think was a good fresh one. I spent a lot of this last year just trying to listen, you know, just trying to understand, you know, what's really going on here? What are the problems people are having? What are the things that are being faced? And, you know, what really is an organization like ODPI positioned to help with? And so, you know, with that, it's been, you know, if I look at where I would hope everything is, I think we're on mark for where we ought to be. You know, we're getting our specification releases together. We're starting to get larger industry buy-in. You know, certainly everybody I talk to says, hey, you're in the right space. You're fighting the right fight. You're trying to bring together constituents well. So, you know, I think overall it's been a good year. We have a long road ahead of us. We're going to be expanding a lot of the scope, the things we're looking at, and we're going to be trying to bring more diversity into our organization. But, you know, those are the challenges that are faced in sort of a standard sort of world here. But, you know, overall, year one, I think it's went really well. We got a lot ahead of us. And I, for one, am really excited because I look at this technology and I know how data-driven our world is. You know, it's not just an exercise. You know, a lot of people think of this big data. They think, oh, geez, people are spying on me. They're trying to find things, you know, whatever. I think it's an opportunity to actually do more insightful things as human beings, right? I mean, we see all kind of the interesting stories around, you know, biotech and things like that, but just even, you know, run-of-the-mill things, businesses being able to make smarter decisions, you know, being able to customize experiences for customers, you know, being able to offer the right products at the right time, you know, just all of those sorts of things that just being able to act smarter, data depends on. And so, for me, this is just really exciting. I think we're at a really interesting cusp of everybody knows data is important. Now it's getting the technology in order so we can take advantage of it. So it's really exciting.
Is there anything in Seville that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Well, this is fortunately my second time I've been to Seville.
Oh, okay.
My former employer, Bitnami, had a huge office there, and so I had the fortune of spending a week there. You know, there's two things I look forward to in Spain. One is Jamón, and if you're familiar with that all, that is some amazing meat there. and you know, it's just a beautiful city to take in. You know, I'd spent some time, I toured the cathedral, some of the parks. Just got to experience a lot of the culture of the city, you know, some tapas and things like that. So, you know, it's a fun city. I won't get to spend as much time as there as I did last time, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful place to visit. I'm really excited ApacheCon's going to be there this year.
I look forward to seeing you in Seville. ApacheCon will be held in Seville in just a few weeks, November 14th through 18th, and we will be at the Melia Sevilla Hotel. See you in Seville.
See you in Seville too, Rich.